And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
You're right. The driving hasn't gotten any better in this town.
No, we just looked up at the TV and they're showing this backup southbound 435 approaching the sports complex. Avoid that. If you were up early this morning, avoid that hot mess because traffic is not moving. We've been talking about all the terrible accidents this week. Yesterday, I was just driving home from work. It was, 10:30, something like that. And just driving down 43rd Street, I had a car zoom past me. It wasn't even a lane of traffic for him to drive in. Went in between me.
Oh, that's great.
And like an emergency vehicle that was parked on the side of the street goes in between us.
Oh, good.
To zoom around us. And I'm like, buddy, where do you have to be on a Wednesday at 10 that's important? Crazy.
Just this morning on the way in, there was a guy who didn't have any, he didn't have his lights on the highway.
Oh, what? Fantastic.
Yeah. You see how dark it is out there. It was.
Seems safe.
You know?
Safe.
With the rain and with the rain and everything, too. Yeah. People had their wipers on this morning on 35, and I'm going, dude, this is a recipe for disaster. Come on now.
Yeah, already this morning, we've got a bunch of stalled cars and then that big mess southbound 435. So we'll get into that with traffic here in just a minute. After 10 items or less.
All right, so we've got a big day on the show today for Thursday, and we'll start it off with the stuff that you need to know.
Another big story last night. A 3-year-old girl is safe after she was taken when her family car was stolen at a KCK gas station. Happened about 6:30 last night at 7th and Riverview. A man pulled up to a pump at the gas station with his girlfriend's 3-year-old daughter in the back seat. Investigators say the man left his car running, went inside to buy a drink, and within minutes, a female suspect caught on surveillance video bought some things, walked outside, handed her male accomplice those items, and then investigators say the woman hopped into that silver Ford Focus. The driver of the missing car's cell phone pinged several miles away in Leavenworth County. Then they got a bunch of tips from the public. They just poured in, and police say they found the missing girl safe near the abandoned vehicle in a rural area in Tonganoxie. Police are still looking for those suspects.
That happened about Big Brother time.
Yeah.
And they had the video of the girl getting out of the car and running to the police. And it was just the craziest thing you've ever seen.
And the girl looked perfectly safe, happy. She wasn't crying or upset. That made me happy. Like, the little girl
yes.
looked completely fine.
Right. And she just kind of knew, like, hey, the police cars are coming. Let me run to them and be safe. And
so
oh,
scary.
My gosh.
Kid Rock teasing a possible bid for the U.S. Senate. We joked about this months ago when people started talking about it, but it looks like it's actually happening now. The singer tweeted followers yesterday that a Kid Rock for Senate website is for real. It features a photo of the singer, whose real name is Robert Ritchie, next to a stuffed deer with a Made in Detroit logo in the background. Kid Rock supported Donald Trump for president, recently paid a visit to the White House. The apparent Republican hopeful tweeted yesterday, "Stay tuned, I will have a major announcement in the near future."
Well, that qualifies him. Once took White House tour. Good. Good. That's perfectly qualified.
Hey, I used to be a page all the time at the Kansas in the Kansas legislature, so that qualifies me.
Oh, same here, yeah.
We could be state reps, we could be senators.
Sure we can.
Sign us up. Royals open a 10-game homestand tomorrow night with the first 3 games against the Rangers. Royals come out of the All-Star break with a 44-43 record in 3rd place in the American League Central. C is for Cookie, not with one Cookie Monster doll. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office in Florida says an officer found a blue Cookie Monster doll during a traffic stop. Thought it felt a little heavy. He found a slit cut in the doll and 314 grams of cocaine stashed inside. The deputy initially stopped the car because the license plate was shrouded and the windows were tinted so dark he couldn't see inside. Man ended up being charged with trafficking cocaine. See, not so much for Cookie.
No, not so much.
Did you see, speaking of this is kind of along those lines, after 27 years, Kermit the Frog is getting a new voice, and it's a guy from KCK. I'm telling you, I'm starting my KCK star tours.
Connect the dots.
We're visiting Weird Al's dad's family home. We're going to visit Amelia Earhart's parents' house in KCK. And now we're going to this guy's house, Matt Vogel.
That's Are you going to be upset if you're the only one on the bus?
No, because I'll be driving and I'll be thrilled.
Okay. The weird part is all 3 of those parents, they all live together. That's crazy, right?
So this guy's taking over the role of Kermit. That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Jen's impossible question for Thursday morning, the 13th of July.
According to a survey, most people will have owned 25 of these by the time they turn 35. What is it?
Some people have ideas. We're starting Excelsior Springs. Lupe, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what are we owning so many of?
Sunglasses.
That's it. Yep.
I keep two pair in the car at all times.
Nailed it.
Yes.
I have three.
You've got, yeah, you have to, especially if you have little kids, because mine steal mine, break mine, sit on them, and then sometimes I do that too.
So I leave mine everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you guys have trouble imagining that.
What? Not you. You got it. We're going to send you to Material Girl, Ladies 80s Night at Voodoo Lounge in September, all right?
All right.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Here's Jim with the entertainment news for Thursday, the 13th of July.
Celebrating birthdays today, Indiana Jones and Star Wars actor Harrison Ford is 75. Half of Cheech and Chong, actor and comedian Richard Cheech Marin is 71. And Academy Award-winning film writer Cameron Crowe is 60. An attempted burglary at Demi Lovato's house in Los Angeles was stopped this week, and it looks like the singer has her dog and her house manager to thank. She wasn't home at her Hollywood Hills residence when the incident allegedly took place late Tuesday night, but according to a report, a man dressed in all black managed to climb over the property's security gate, used a ladder to climb up and onto one of the house's balconies just before midnight. The noise apparently awoke a dog inside the house who started barking. That barking woke up the singer's house manager, who went to investigate. The employee discovered the would-be burglar peering into the window of Lovato's bedroom.
Oh my God.
Creepy! House manager calls 911.
You guys really think that's creepy?
Aw, you were the drone.
The trespasser fled the scene by the time police arrived.
Is that so bad? I've always wondered, you know what? They did a story the other day about, and I need to look it up because I didn't really read the story, but breeds of dogs, that how they would react in a burglary situation.
Right.
Will your dog actually become a guard dog, or will they go, come on in?
Can I lick
your fine.
Fingers?
Yeah.
What you
I
doing?
Think
hey,
mine
buddy.
Would be like, hey, don't forget this room over here. Yeah, come here, I'll show you.
You got any treats?
She's got the good stuff here. ESPY Awards were on last night. Cubs won the Best Moment Award for their Game 7 World Series win over the Indians, but it wasn't a Cubs player who went up to accept it. It was actor Bill Murray accepting the award last night.
Of course.
108 years of waiting is hardly a moment. This is the culmination of 108 years of momentum. Momentum by momentous men.
Peyton Manning hosted those ESPYs last night.
Did you watch it? I watched like the last 20 minutes of it.
I watched it.
I saw Aaron Rodgers get up to accept an award. Mm. And I don't know, everybody, does everyone hate Aaron Rodgers? Because
except Wisconsin.
Except everybody.
Joey's raising his hand two rooms over.
Joey, what are your true feelings on Aaron Rodgers?
I've never understood why he isn't universally hated. I just hate that little touchdown dance he does where he puts on the imaginary wrestling belt.
The discount double check.
Come on, the discount double check.
For it, man.
You could just tell as he's giving his acceptance speech last night, like it felt like everyone in the room hated him. Mm-hmm. I felt it through the TV. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow.
Peyton Manning comes out halfway through. Okay, come on, you had your time. Let's go.
And the Emmy Awards, the nominee is going to be announced here in just a couple of hours. And from what I've heard, This Is Us is probably a favorite to get a lot of nominations. So we'll see what happens with that in just a few hours. That's your entertainment news for Thursday on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Ah, cars. They're all...
You came in this morning and, like, the first thing you said, I hate cars.
Cars are tough, man.
Cars. What is the problem?
Well, it's... they're money pits. They're just money pits, you know? You just open this thing up and throw it down the toilet. You may as well. So I had just gone through... You know what this was. About 6 months ago, you came in and said, every light on my dashboard's lit up.
It was.
Bells are dinging.
Yep.
Warnings are going off.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got through that. Last week, I put new tires on the car.
That's expensive.
It's like $1,500 worth of stuff.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So this week I get in, and it's been 100 degrees outside. Yesterday I get in the car, and I'm driving to pick up Addie from school, and I, on the way home, I'm like, man, it's really hot back there. It must just be really hot outside.
Yeah.
And I turn and look, and she is just like sweat pouring down her face. She goes, why is the heater on? And I'm like, it's not. The air is on. But there must be a problem with the thing that sends the air condition to the back vents because it's just blowing hot air. So here I am up in my 60 degrees up in the front, and she's in the back. Like,
her face is bright red, dripping sweat.
Just sweating it out. She's like, Dad, turn the air on.
across.
Like, it is odd. This is crazy now.
I had a car in college that when it would overheat super easily. And so when I'd be doing road trips, because I'd go between my college and my house, when it would get too hot outside and the car would start to overheat, I had to turn on the heater to try to pull heat away from the engine.
Right, that's what they tell you to do, sure.
And it was an hour drive. And so I'd be driving, it's 100 degrees outside, and I would have the heater blaring. And I'm just sitting there driving, same thing, bright red face, dripping sweat, staring ahead like, this is the worst ever. I don't have money for a real car.
All right, we want to hear your jankety car stories. 816-576-7102. You can text us as well on the same line. Remember, don't ever text and drive, by the way. But we want to hear the jankety car stories. What have you done? I had a real piece of crap car in high school.
Yeah.
That, A, had no air, so I always drove with the windows down.
Sure.
They were the crank windows, not electric.
Shaylee, let me explain that. Thank you. You used to have to turn a knob in a circular motion to get the window to roll down manually. Huh. No buttons.
You may not understand that, but it took physical work to actually put the window down.
Sounds like work.
In all honesty,
it really
was. Do you remember that? Do you remember
having... when I was little.
Okay.
When she was little.
When I was three, I have a vague memory of using a turn knob to get a window to go down. Shoot, I had a Datsun hatchback. You could take the keys out while it was driving.
What?
Yes. My 75 Datsun. I had it in high school.
What?
Once the car was going, the keys would come right out and the car would keep running. Okay. So my friends thought it would be funny to pull out my keys and throw them out the window while we were driving.
What kind of friends did you have?
Look, the 80s were a very boring time. All right? We didn't have all the Snapchats that you kids have now to keep us busy.
Oh my God.
So my friends they'd pull out the keys mid-drive, throw them out the window, so then I got to turn around and go get my keys so I can turn off my car.
That's the greatest thing I've ever
heard.
Oh my God.
That's what we did.
You had some weird friends.
Back in the day, Piper didn't have the legends in Kansas Speedway. We had Kay's Corner, and we had my keys getting thrown out a window.
Oh my gosh, that is fantastic.
That's what we did.
Mitzi's in Kansas City. Mitzi, do you have a weird car fix for us?
Well, yeah, I used to have to lift up the hood and crank the motor over just to get it to start sometimes. But the funny part is, I accidentally left the keys in it. Somebody stole it, and it must have broke down at their house because they had to pay to have it towed to a shop.
Oh, my gosh.
So I get a call like a week later, hey, you know, somebody like just left this vehicle here. And it's been here a couple of days, but somebody finally broke the window, and then they got in and got my information and called me.
Wow.
So somebody stole your car. It broke
down. Stole my car, and then they couldn't figure out what was wrong with it, so they had to pay to have it towed.
They didn't know the special secret to get it to start.
No, they didn't know you had to have an Allen wrench thing and crank it every time you started it.
You have to crank it like a 1920s airplane.
I mean, it was crazy, but at least I feel a little better that they had to pay something.
Yeah, no, it's the best revenge.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the story. Appreciate it.
Yep. Bye. Have a good day.
You too. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, you had one of the most important parts of your car not actually working, right?
Yeah, it was a Ford. You know how those things run. And it was a 98 a couple years back, and I was driving it. And then all of a sudden, it just didn't go anymore. I'm trying to press the gas, and it's, like, not going. I'm like, what the heck? Luckily, I flipped it and got, like, 800 for it on Craigslist. But Fords are no good, people. Got to get hot. You got to get Honda.
You found out the gas pedal didn't work, huh?
Yeah, something wasn't going right. I was like, geez, a week.
What kind of street were you on when that happened? Are you like going down a highway and all of a sudden your car won't go?
No, it wasn't like that. It was just like, I swear to explain, like with you, like the exhaust went out or something. I don't know. It was real weird. I was just on the main road. I wasn't on the highway.
Yeah. Oh, man, I hate cars.
Right. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate the call.
816-576-7102. You can text or call.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Talking about jankety cars, problems you've had. 9116 texted, I had a Bonneville where the starter would jam up. To jam it in, you had to crawl under it, bang it with a rubber mallet. More than once, I laid in the snow at school under my car with a rubber mallet. You doing?
Just
starting my car. Don't you worry.
I have to do that every time. Somebody out there's got to have something like that, where they either had to carry something special with them or do things in a certain way just to get it to go.
Want to turn the radio station? Oh, sorry, I have to have my Phillips head. Can you hand that over? Thanks.
I had a car, the radio went off like every 10 miles, and it wasn't good enough to just hit it with your hand. I had to take the seatbelt and like swack the front of the radio to get it to come back on. I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is stupid.
816-576-7102 with your texts or calls.
All right, let's go to Kristen here. Hey, good morning, Kristen. Welcome to the show. You have car problems?
Well, this happened to my friends in high school. It was their jankety car.
What happened?
Well, the passenger seat, something was wrong with it, and it would randomly just recline you backwards.
Yeah.
And one of our friends it was after school. She was in the passenger seat, unfortunately, and sees a guy she likes and was saying, drive by, I want to wave at him. And mid-wave, the seat decides to recline back. She's immediately gone from the window. She's just laying in the back seat going, drive away.
Did she end up ever dating that guy?
I don't think so.
That's great.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing, Kristen.
Thanks.
All right. Hey, Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What happened to your car?
I grew up in small town Kansas, and I was up visiting my aunt over on Lake Tapawingo, and the cop pulled me over for going 21 and a 20 down a hill.
21 and a 20?
Yes.
Okay.
And he told me to turn my car off, and I did. And he said, how far away do I live? I said, about 250 miles. And he's like, okay, well, I'm still going to give you a ticket. You're going to have to come back. Oh, come on. I was like 16 at the time. Mm-hmm. I had my 13-year-old cousin who was cuffing the cop out. And, you know, he gives me the ticket, and I go on my way, and I get back to her dad's house. And I go to turn my car off, and it won't turn off.
Won't turn off?
The starter broke in the on position. So the only way you could turn my car off after that was getting underneath the hood and killing the battery.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we're sitting here working on my car, and the same cop that came around said, oh, what's going on? And I explained to him. He's like, oh, that was my fault. So he took the ticket back.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, chalk it up also to the strangest way that a ticket's been taken away this morning on the show. I like that.
He felt really bad.
Well, he shouldn't have given you a ticket for one over in the first place. One over?
Down a hill. I was going down a hill.
Okay. Well, that's crazy. Jessica, thank you for sharing. Appreciate it.
No problem.
One more real quick from the text line. 1268 just texted, I had a car with a driver's side window that would not stay up. Tape wouldn't hold it, so we had to use clamps in the door to keep the window up. When I went to trade it in, I had to ask for the clamps back.
Okay. This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's National French Fry Day, and the debate that just happened in here seems like it got
it's
a bit
very
intense.
Heated
over French fries. I say you have to dip them in ranch and or cheese dip. Or you have to make
that's
them like
fair enough, yeah.
Poutine, because then you get gravy and cheese curds on your fries.
Well, I don't know what you mean by your 50-cent words over there. Poutine. Look, give me ranch, give me fries.
Yes.
Give me fries in a Frosty.
Yes.
No, I'm anti-fry dip in Frosty. I can't.
Have you ever done it with a Blizzard?
Sure.
French fries in a Blizzard? Oh, yeah.
Right.
I can't do sweet and salty.
That's so good.
More for us then.
Yeah.
Joey,
who
the
cares?
Producer, where do you stand on the French fry debate? Where are you on this?
See, I usually don't even dip.
Oh.
Oh,
what? What?
I usually just have the fries how they're intended, without any sauce whatsoever.
No ketchup, no salt, nothing?
I mean, there's salt and, you know, every now and then some barbecue sauce, but oftentimes nothing.
Just naked fries?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Huh. Weird.
What an insult.
What is this? The three of us are looking at each other like this is something we've never heard of. What do you mean you're not dipping? When I dip,
wow.
You dip, we dip.
We learned so much about the show today.
Oh my gosh.
Let's get to a Shaley of the All Access.
So Black China is getting some serious revenge on Rob in the jewelry department. A few days before he went crazy last Friday, publicly shaming her on social media, he was trying to court her with some bling, $250,000 worth of bling. His jeweler went to her house with 7 pieces of jewelry and said, pick one. As a gift from him. Well, the jeweler decided to leave all 7 so she could mull it over and figure out what she wanted. He went crazy. She decided to get revenge, kept 3 of the 7 pieces. Jeweler's trying to get a hold of her saying, hey, we need the rest of that back. She doesn't really feel like doing that.
No, if it's at your house, it's yours, isn't it?
But the best part is when she went to court to get the restraining order with Rob, she wore three of the tennis bracelets that he gave her.
Black China.
I know. Dang. I see what you're doing.
$250,000.
Yeah. For seven pieces of jewelry.
Rob, go ahead and step away. Go ahead and step away from
Black
China.
Maybe you don't go crazy when you just gave somebody 250 grand of jewelry to pick from. So there's that. And Jen?
Yeah?
Fruta? Okay. I'm not emotionally ready to even talk about this, but This Is Us is coming back in September. Season 2. I'm so excited. Sterling K. Brown, who plays adult Randall, posted on Instagram, back to work, reunited, and it feels so good. Hashtag Pearson Pride. But Mandy Moore may have just spoiled something. I don't know what this means. Mandy Moore shared on Instagram a picture. It's a black trucker hat that says Big Three Homes printed on it. So does this mean Jack starts his own construction company? We don't know. Because last we saw, he walked out on her.
How did Milo Ventimiglia die?
Is that what?
We're supposedly going to know that this season.
Yeah, okay.
So it debuts on September 26th at 8.
Remember when we all thought that he was going to like be in the car accident on the way to finding her at the theater?
I was sure that was how that episode
going. Boy, that show just takes us on an emotional roller coaster.
I'm so emotional already, and I haven't watched it lately.
Emmy nominations come out in just a couple of hours. We'll find out if This Is Us is nominated for anything.
Good.
Yeah, that's your All Access.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Now, let me stop for 1 second. Not 13 minutes ago, I just read a story about there's a heat advisory. The heat index is going to be 103. The air condition in this building has been broken the past couple of days.
Right.
And what are you wearing, Shaylee?
A blanket.
You're wrapped up in a blanket.
I'm freezing.
Why?
I mean, it says it's 70, but I don't think it's true.
Oh my gosh.
I'm freezing.
Unbelievable.
One of my friends the other day on Facebook posted, "If any one of you that works inside complains about the heat again, I will punch you in the face. I'm a construction worker. Shut your mouth."
Touche.
There you go.
Yeah, come November, though, I'm going to be griping about the cold.
Exactly.
That's just what I do. 8:05 for Thursday, the 13th day of July. Here's Jim with 10 items or less.
This was a big, scary story last night. Turned out okay, though. A 3-year-old girl is safe after she was taken when her family car was stolen at a KCK gas station last night. Happened about 6:30 at 7th and Riverview. A man pulled up to a pump at the gas station with his girlfriend's 3-year-old daughter in the back seat. Investigators say the man left his car running, went inside to buy a drink, and within minutes, a female suspect caught on surveillance video, bought a couple of things, walked outside, hands a male accomplice some of those items, and the investigators say the woman then hopped into a silver Ford Focus with the girl in the back seat. The driver of the missing car's cell phone pinged several miles away in Leavenworth County, and then several tips from the public poured in, and police say they found the missing girl safe near the abandoned vehicle in a rural area of Tonganoxie. Police, though, still looking for those suspects. Kid Rock teasing a possible bid for the U.S. Senate. Not just rumor anymore. The singer tweeted followers yesterday that a Kid Rock for Senate website is for real. It features a photo of the singer, whose real name is Robert Ritchie, next to a stuffed deer with a Made in Detroit logo in the background. Kid Rock supported Donald Trump for president and recently paid a visit to the White House. The apparent Republican hopeful tweeted yesterday, "Stay tuned. I will have a major announcement in the near future."
Well, this is where we are now, folks. The Rock
yes!
opened up his political action committee for president for 2020.
Vote.
And now Kid Rock running for Senate.
Is there anything you want to tell us, Jen?
I would totally vote for Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I would not choose to vote for Kid Rock only because of this song. Has nothing to do with politics. I don't care, Democrat, Republican. Because of this song, I would never vote for him.
Hates this song.
I hate this song. I hate every Kid Rock song for that matter.
Which is why every time she mentions Kid Rock, I play it for her.
It makes me happy. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her. Make it stop. Shaylee, push a button. Push Truda over and
no,
push
I like
any
it.
Button.
Thank
Turn
you.
It up.
Thank you.
Stop it! Royals open a 10-game homestand tomorrow night with the first three games against the Rangers. The Royals come out of the All-Star break with a 44-43 record and in third place in the American League Central. C is for cookie? Not with one Cookie Monster doll. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office in Florida says an officer found a blue Cookie Monster doll during a traffic stop on Wednesday and thought it felt a little heavy. found a slit cut in the doll and 314 grams of cocaine stashed inside.
Yeah.
The deputy initially stopped the car because the license plate was shrouded and the windows were tinted so dark he couldn't see inside. That man ended up being charged with trafficking cocaine. Meanwhile, Kim Kardashian said, it's just sugar. It's sugar.
No, now it's the marble table.
Now she's saying that's just the design
table.
In
yeah.
the marble. Okay.
It's just marble, that's all.
See, not for cooking anymore. That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
And know that notion just crossed my mind.
Beats Kazoo. It's what I've been waiting for all morning long.
Trudeau will play current hit songs on the kazoo. If you can figure out what songs they are, you've got a chance to win this really nice waterproof Bluetooth speaker.
It's like the time I played the Orange Blossom Special on my zipper. Can't wait.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Trudeau.
I will quickly give you some advice on Googling Urban Dictionary and kazoo. Be very careful with what you open up.
Just don't. How about?
Shazam! The Shazam game. Only on the show.
It's the kazoo game today, though. So that's what we're doing instead.
All right.
I'm going to kazoo today's greatest hits.
Phone lines are loaded up. You have to try to figure out what song he is playing on his new kazoo that he's been practicing on. If you get it, we'll see how many calls we can get through. You'll be in the running, and we'll pick a winner for this really nice speaker from Fugu Go.
This talent is going to get me on stage with Coldplay, by the way. I told you. All right, 816-576-7102 if you want to play. Let's start in Belton with Tracy. Good morning, Tracy.
Morning.
Here is the song that I'm going to kazoo for you. You tell us what it is, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I guess so.
Okay, I think I am too. Here we go.
Oh my.
Over to you, Tracy.
Is it Single Ladies by Beyonce?
Is that
it
correct?
It is indeed Single Ladies.
Oh my God.
Yep. I didn't get it till the very end, and then right at the end it kicked in for me.
Yeah, it took me a little bit.
Nice.
All right, very good, Tracy. Hold
Tracy,
on for 1 second.
That's impressive. Wow. Okay.
You like that?
This may be the only time we ever play this game.
Oh, this is fantastic.
I can only handle so much kazoo.
Alicia, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, are you ready for your kazoo song?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Can you tell what that is, Alicia?
No, I cannot.
Oh, no.
I did that as best I could. Take a shot.
Any guesses? Pick a popular song.
Hey, help me out, guys. I wonder if it's a Justin Bieber song.
No.
That it is not.
Thanks for playing.
Steph and Shawnee, do you have any idea what that song was?
Is it the Shut Up and Dance With Me song?
It is.
Yes. Nicely done.
I figured it out the last minute, too.
It takes a minute to get going.
Yeah, these can be tough. All right, you hold on for 1 second, Steph, because you are in there. Let's go to Liberty. Here's Corey. Good morning, Corey.
Hi.
All right, are you ready for your song?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
You know what that is, Corey?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Oh, I feel like you went 80s there. If I'm right, am I right?
I did go 80s, yeah.
Yeah, you got to go back a little bit.
You take a shot, Corey. Any guess here?
80s.
I had his poster on my bedroom door.
That doesn't narrow it down for him.
Saw him at Kemper Arena.
I'll guess and say Duran Duran.
Oh, man. Nope, that is not it. Jennifer in Blue Springs for the Steel. Did you know what that song was?
Is that like, is it Living on the Edge or something?
Oh,
like
you're
that?
Close.
Oh, you're so close with that.
Living on something else. What are we living on?
Living.
Did you know it was just Richie Sambora's birthday not too long ago? A couple days ago.
Is that right?
Yeah,
oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yep, you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Richie Sambora?
To,
this is not a dream.
Yeah. No!
Oh!
I'm trying to help. I'm trying to give clues.
God.
Let's take one more, see if they can get it.
Okay. Well, Joey's getting him screamed through here. I'll give us one more. Oh, that makes me really tired. Samantha, do you know what that song is?
Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Yes.
You got it. Yep.
Samantha, you're in. So we've got Tracy, Steph, and Samantha all in the running for this Bluetooth speaker. Shaylee, pick one of these names out of the hat. You have chosen Samantha, who snuck in at the end.
All right, Samantha, nice job.
Awesome.
Got a nice waterproof Fugu Go. Go anywhere speaker. Take it with you to the pool, wherever you need. That's what I do because our public pool plays terrible music.
Yeah.
So I take the KC1021 app and I put it on my speaker.
That's perfect. Yep. Download that app, by the way, right now, iTunes or Google Play. You can tag songs. You can play us anywhere in the world. You take your phone. Good job, Samantha. Joey's got the info. And what do you guys think of my kazooing? Did I do okay?
I got to be honest, I was worried about this game because I didn't think we'd be able to tell what any of the songs were. And I got all of them. So
I practiced yesterday for hours. I really did. I went home and practiced.
Oh, your poor daughter.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is July 13th. Celebrating birthdays today, Indiana Jones and Star Wars actor Harrison Ford is 75. Half of Cheech and Chong, actor and comedian Cheech Marin is 71, and Academy Award-winning film writer Cameron Crowe is 60. ESPYs were on last night. The Cubs won the Best Moment Award for their Game 7 World Series win over the Indians, but it wasn't any players who went up to accept the award. Of course, it had to be actor Bill Murray.
108 years of waiting is hardly a moment. This is the culmination of 108 years of momentum. Momentum by momentous men.
He ended up doing like a champagne toast with David Ross. He came up there.
Oh, is that right?
It was the whole thing. Peyton Manning, your host for the ESPYs. To me, it was a little weird. I watched just for a few minutes here and there. I saw Aaron Rodgers get up to accept an award.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people. They showed the crowd. Front row. Was it Westbrook?
Russell Westbrook, yeah.
Sitting in the front row with his wife. Oh, they weren't having any of that. There was no
there
clapping.
There was no clapping.
There was a lot of people in the audience clearly not happy to see Aaron Rodgers walking up to the stage.
So you're trying to tell me that everybody hates Aaron Rodgers?
Well, Odell Beckham Jr. was presenting his trophy and did not want to let go of it.
Seriously?
And he was not joking. And it was not a funny, ha-ha.
He wouldn't hand over the trophy.
No.
And Aaron Rodgers had to grab it. And I thought it was like a setup, like, funny, ha-ha, they're friends.
But no, they are not.
So. It was just awkward. There you go.
Think Olivia Munn has something to do with that?
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
No, I don't know. I'm just...
They broke up.
I just like mentioning her. That's all.
I know.
Attempted burglary at Demi Lovato's home in Los Angeles was stopped this week, and it looks like the singer has her dog and her house manager to thank. So she wasn't home at the Hollywood Hills residence when it allegedly took place on Tuesday night. But according to a report, a man dressed in all black managed to climb over the property's security gate, used a ladder to climb up and onto one of the house's balconies just before midnight. The noise apparently woke up a dog in her house who starts barking. Well, that barking woke up the singer's house manager who goes to investigate. Discovers the would-be burglar peering in the window of Lovato's bedroom.
Mm-mm.
Creepy. They called 911. The trespasser fled the scene by the time police arrived. In just a little bit, this year's nominees for the Emmy Awards are going to be announced. And from what I've heard, This Is Us is kind of the big front runner. We're hoping to see them nominated
right.
for a bunch of stuff, so we'll find that out here shortly. That's your entertainment news for Thursday on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
New York Post came out with its list of the 28 best barbecue restaurants in America. Guess what was number one on the list?
Gonna get my
baby back home. What is the best barbecue
in America?
Well, everybody talks about Joe's.
Number one.
Hey, look at there.
Joe's Kansas City Barbecue, named America's best barbecue restaurant. The Post says Joe's epitomizes the Kansas City style. Slow-smoked meat slathered in a thick, sweet tomato and molasses-based sauce.
And as we talked about yesterday, you can now get that in an ice cream.
Betty Ray's. They're introducing it Sunday for National Ice Cream Day.
Oh, man.
I would try it for sure.
Good on Joe's. That's awesome. I mean, look at all the people we talked to. Any of the big slick guys.
Mm-hmm.
Joel McHale we had on a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
And what do they all talk about?
It's always Joe's.
What is this barbecue place in the gas station?
Yep. I'm going to admit something right now in front of all of Kansas City. Let me preface this by saying I was born here, Bethany Medical Center in KCK. I've lived a good part of my life in Kansas City.
Don't say what I think you're going to say.
Joey, don't give me that look. He's looking at me like he knows what I'm going to say.
Don't say it.
I've never been to Joe's. I've never been there.
Well, that just brought things to a screeching halt.
We tried to go once to the original, the gas station, and the line was so long. And
the line's always long.
I know, but it was one of those things where we were on. I know.
You have no excuse. I don't care if the line's long or not. Just go. In fact, leave right now.
I know.
Go get in line.
I should.
And have it today.
Because if I were in line now, I'd probably have a decent chance of being, you know, at least.
And then I'll just join
20.
You and walk up at the beginning.
Joey, what do you have the walkie-talkie for? Are you going to yell at me?
No, I was actually just wondering, so when you went there, how old were your kids?
This was probably, I don't know, 3 years ago or something. We tried to go.
All right, that might have been a little more difficult with younger children.
Yeah, I mean, he's trying to make excuses for me.
I've carried Addie through that line before. I'm sorry, but no. She's seven, and I don't think there's one time that she's held me back from Joe's.
There's no excuse. There's no
shame
reason.
Shame on you.
How have I never been?
I don't know. Okay, we're going to rememory this.
We could go today. We could go. We have a meeting at 10 right after that. We're there.
I'd love that.
Okay.
Okay.
It's National French Friday. They have fries, right?
That's true. Okay. All right, let's do it. Of course, we're going to have to get in line about now.
All right, well.
But that's okay.
Peace out. See you tomorrow, people.
Later.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.